This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36 in the evening. You're with Lynn, Ayman and Kelvin. And today, it's time for our market wrap. We're joined in the studio, of course, by Nadira Matrang. And today we're looking at Saudi Arabia opening its doors to international tourists for the first time, which is a pretty interesting development.
Yes, it is a historic move for the conservative kingdom, which has been closed off for decades. And with this visa, people from 49 countries can visit Saudi Arabia after a new program will be launched later this week. So the countries include the US, Russia, China, Japan, of course, Malaysia, and many European states, and with many more to be added later. The visa costs about $120. It is valid for 1 year, and it allows multiple entries and a stay of up to 3 months. It's all part of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's plan to diversify the economy away from oil and to drive their tourism sector. And as we know, currently their tourism relies almost exclusively on religious pilgrims coming to the country for Hajj and Umrah. So they're estimating that 250 billion rials of investments are needed by 2030. And basically, they're hoping the industry will contribute 10% of GDP by then, compared with 3% currently. It's a very ambitious plan. And Saudi is also targeting to add 1 million tourism jobs, which they hope will reduce the official unemployment rate of over 12%.
But a huge challenge for Saudi Arabia will be overcoming these stereotypes and luring tourists, because they have strict social codes and alcohol is also banned there. So this is a hard sell, isn't it?
It is. So Saudi Arabia, if you are not aware, has actually relaxed some of the social restrictions in recent years. For example, they introduced banned entertainment like cinemas, mixed gender concerts and sporting events last year. In fact, back in 2017, they announced a tourism development project that will turn 50 islands and other sites on the Red Sea into luxury resorts. So with this visa, the abaya will be optional for foreign women visitors, but they must still dress modestly, including at public beaches. There will also be no restrictions on unaccompanied women visiting the country. But the alcohol ban in the country will remain. The government also assures tourists will be in for a surprise, because not many of us know that Saudi Arabia has mountains, beaches and historical sites, like including 5 UNESCO World Heritage Sites. But of course, you don't expect cocktails at sundown.
But still very, very exciting. For now, though, moving on to Bursa. Prolexus's stock saw a big green arrow this morning. What's happening there?
Prolexus recently reported a big jump in net profit in the fourth quarter at 7.22 million ringgit. Their revenue also rose 36% for the period, and they attributed this performance to higher capacity utilization from the apparels division. But FY19, their net profit declined 24.9% year on year to over 6 million ringgit. And at close, Prolexus was up 16% at 80 cent.
Nadira, thank you so much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.